I'm making up stuff.
Yeah, so I want to understand. I want to understand how it is that you can create problems and then get mad about the effect they have on me, twist it and play victim. Yeah. But there's no accountability in it if it's deception. They ain't trying to be accountable. They're trying to take it to their grave. So it's so talking about, right, they got an objective. They got an agenda. You know what I'm saying? They doing them. You know what I mean? That's all it is. But to go to the extreme and to the extent of playing victim to your actions or to the damaging, destructive Thank you. Impacts your actions have on someone mentally or emotionally. I mean, come on, it don't seem like it's even plausible. I mean, on some real shit, it don't seem like it's plausible. Like something gotta be loose. Something gotta be twisted in your mind to think what you're doing is okay and acceptable and to treat somebody like that don't treat you in that manner. I mean, I feel like everybody do some form of respect. A dog do some form of respect. Right. You know what I'm saying? And if you got somebody that's doing right by you, in a great extent, I ain't gonna say in the complete extent, I ain't gonna say everybody 100, everybody got their flaws in some form or fashion. Right. But they doing, for the most part, I'm talking about real good by you, real decent by you. And you handling them in that manner, that's despicable, man. I'm talking about, that's low.
Yeah.
I don't mean, y'all really understand the motherfuckers really see how that look. You know what I mean? But to pretend to fake with a motherfucker, I'm talking about, and know you doing them wrong, and you lying and manipulating them, just handling them in their face, and you just handling them. Right in their face. You got the nerve to just handle them in their face. I mean, you got a real low level of respect for that person. Like it's something that you trying to hurt that person, but you ain't trying to hurt that person. You want to stab them with an invisible knife.
Do you know what they say? Hurt people hurt people.
That's a good one.
Boy, that's a good one.
Man.
That's a good one. And I think a lot of issues arise in situations like that when people who aren't healed jump into relationships or situationships and they really not ready for them. They want the glitz and glamour or the perks, so to say, when it comes to a relationship, but a lot of people not ready for that. So you get in these situationships and then you get a lot of that deceit, lying, and you know what I'm saying, manipulation back and forth because none of it's genuine. You know what I'm saying? But, and that ain't to say that everybody that, you know, everybody is that way, but, you know, just specifically those types of people that get in those situationships. And that goes for, like you said, that goes for men and women. Because on the flip side of that, I done seen women handle men and men handle women that same way, you know. It may be an issue like, hey, shit, time to pay them bills, you know what I'm saying? He get mad about something that, hey, why it's so hot in this house? Or why the house ain't clean up? Huh? You know what I'm saying? I don't even want to pay no bills for real, but oh, he ain't got it, you know? He didn't mess up some money. Hey, man, I ain't got it, so I'm about to go in and start arguing. You know what I'm saying? Hey, well, I need to get my coffee. So I need, you know what I'm saying? You just flip out and just it go left. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, head scratching, man, but yeah, I done seen both sides of that, man.
I mean, I know, me personally, I can speak from personal experience. I know if I wanted to do something, I would just get arrogant with it. I'd just be like, man, fuck that, why you stressing me about something? I mean, like, mm-hmm. Why you stressing me about it? I'd make it more, I wouldn't kind of veer away from it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, yeah, I'm doing it. Yeah, I mean, why you making such a big... I would get kind of arrogant with it,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, oh, it must be something, or you must be up to something. Like, I mean, like, try to roll it back.
Yeah.
instead of just avoid it. I wouldn't necessarily just avoid the situation and lie about it. You know, I would just act like I got an attitude because you pressing me about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Everybody guilty of that though.
Yeah.
And if you say different, you're a liar. You know what I'm saying? True lady.
And then be real with you. But for me to say, I know me personally, just for me to, like, if you question me about something, I'd be like, either that ain't none of your business. That's gonna be one of my that ain't none of your business. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't there. Like, why is you asking me that? Why you questioning me about that? That ain't none of your business. I wouldn't question you about that. I wouldn't ask you about none of that. That ain't none of my business. You know what I mean? So, but if a motherfucker just keep being persistent, like, you just ain't trying to hear it, and you on some delusional shit, like, you just, like, I'm telling you we ain't together. I'm telling you we ain't no relationship. I'm telling you whatever. You know what I'm talking about? And you just keep with it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I feel like you ain't entitled to know my business. Why are you questioning me?
But that may be triggering for women, too, though. You feel me?
I don't know.
You know, and I think it's a thin line between that, too, though, bro.
But why I get mad, but then you're going to get mad at me and play victim. But I'm telling you what it is. I'm telling you straight up. This is what it is.
All right.
This is what it ain't. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, like, it ain't no red, green, gray lines. This is exactly what it is. Right. Black and white. If you make anything more out of it, you lying to yourself. You just yourself. And they still do it.
Then
get mad with you when, I don't want no company tonight. Hey, I'm finna go over here and do this and do that. I need my space. Now it's a problem.
Guess what? Okay, and me and this friend of mine had this conversation. A couple months ago. And that was my, you know what I'm saying? I was saying, like, you know, like, well, I wonder how. You know, it's like, how can you call me a manipulator if I tell you what it is, what it ain't, and you take it and try to make it be what you want it to be,
exactly.
Okay? And this is exactly what I got from that. She was like, well, you know, like, if you tell a woman that, but still, you know, how can I say it? If you're still doing for them.
What do you mean actions?
Hold up, hold tight, hold that thought.
Oh, yeah, we're finna ride on
if that. If you taking care of them, are you taking them places, doing something with them? You know what I'm saying? And y'all having amazing intercourse. You know what I'm saying? It's like that get misconstrued. So that's where the delusion comes in. It's not really delusion because I'm telling you what it is and what it ain't. But it's kind of misleading because I'm treating you a certain type of way but expecting you to act another way. You see what I'm saying? And it's like it's those feelings and emotions, like, you know, feelings and emotions in reality, it's a thin line between them two.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
But how does that make it toxic? It's not, hold up. Well, what's the point? Listen, what's the point? Well, think about this, though. All right, so what's the point of us dealing with one another? If not to have a good time.
Okay.
If not just to enjoy the moment.
Right.
And not for us to, you know what I mean? Like, me and you ain't finna go out to dinner and go catch a movie and I'm talking about sit back to fine listen to music. I'm not gonna do that with you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But if I'm with a female and I'm with a woman, okay, that's as a man, that's what I do with a woman.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I do with a woman. You know, so what I'm gonna do with a woman is gonna be different from what I do with my homeboys and my man. Like, this woman don't gotta be my wife. She don't gotta be a girlfriend. She don't got to be a 10-year confidant. She don't got to be, you know what I'm saying, somebody I grew up with. She could be somebody, okay, I just met and I want to date, I want to get to know. Okay. So, I mean, okay, and yeah, okay, I'm going to go heavy. I ain't going to sit there motherfucking try to motherfucking just say,
But
we already know what it is.
But when you cross that line from having a platonic relationship with somebody, you know what I'm saying? To it being a physical relationship with somebody.
You know what I'm saying? So y'all want to sit here. We all grown adults in here. We want to sit here and establish the fact that if we have physical contact with an individual, that means now we have to be entertaining soul ties in an ingrained relationship.
It depends on the nature of that, right?
So you're telling me I can't go to the movie. I can't like kicking it with you.
Yeah.
Cause you might like to smoke. You might roll good. I don't like to roll. Like, you know what I'm talking about? You might be somebody, your vibe just might be like that. Like, you know what I mean? And you might be one of the females who never ask me for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it just we cool. I like your company. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I'm talking about, you keep it day, because if you touch me, I'm gonna fuck you. I'm talking about like how you gonna ask me to keep it day? You ask me to keep it day, but then you gonna be looking at me like, Mm. What you mean? Mm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I ain't nobody. Ain't, man, but.
If you go over the boundaries, then you gotta.
Listen, I feel like respect is a boundary. Respect is a boundary.
Get on that mic, please. Thank you.
But y'all gotta come to the mic, because it's going
to. Oh, yeah. Oh, you come to it.
Cut up on that.
Hey, Eric.
Yeah, because they can't hear you on the live. They want to hear y'all on the live. I mean, mm-hmm. He finna turn it on. Oh, you turned it off? Speak in it. Bring it to him. One more time.
There you go.
You get it, right? Come a little bit over.
This way.
Come this way.
Go. Right here, good.
Oh, well, that worked.
Oh, I'm good? Okay.
All right. So, yeah. So, this is my thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all saying keep it there.
Mm-hmm.
But if we got a vibe and we really kicking and everything cool,
mm-hmm.
why does sex gotta be the act that breaks the boundaries? Why can't the boundaries be somewhere it becomes an emotional or mental conversation where we have to establish because we see where our desires are? I see, like, mm-hmm. I think about you.
Mm-hmm.
I desire being in your company. I desire being around you. I feel uncomfortable when you're not around. I'm worried, you know, where you are, how mm-hmm. you're doing today.
Right.
I'm concerned. I care. You start to matter to me.
Right.
That's when I think then a conversation, that's what I think the conversation can have. I'm talking about that's the boundary right. that you're crossing. You know what I'm saying? Now, we need an understanding now. You know what I mean? Because if I see you with somebody, I'm talking about, I don't know how I'm gonna react. You know what I'm saying?
Because
we need to have that conversation.
That
but
from,
sex ain't gonna make that for me.
But yeah. That's with females, I can speak for females. For me, because I'm a female, sex is like a soul tie. It's like an energy. So when you give that person,
we got a female
when you
do
give,
not agree.
Well, that's that female. This is me. When you give a person, a female, sex, it's like a different level to that relationship. You can't set boundaries no more.
You know what it is for most men?
Because you already gave it. You already gave it.
You know what it is for most men? That's your fault. Right, right. But you know what it is for most men? Sex. You know what sex is for most men? I'm talking about for most men. You know, I ain't met but maybe two men in my lifetime maybe different from my opinion of what I'm from this.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if we're going to be honest today. But they ain't going but... For most men, it's like going to shoot basketball. Mm-hmm. It's like going to shoot the game of basketball.
Yeah.
We don't put all that into it. Like I say, when it gets to a point where you matter to me and I miss you, it's how you make me feel.
Right.
I'm talking about doing my day.
Unless
you,
I like you.
How you contributing my peace, my pleasure. You know what I'm saying?
But if you just put that on the ground, why she should step that boundary? What you mean about stepping boundary? If she respecting all that, what you saying?
No, what I'm saying is like, exactly what I'm saying. Like, when it comes to a point where she actually matters to me,
right.
It's not going to be defined by sex. It's going to be defined by how she makes me feel mentally and spiritually and emotionally.
Right,
you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
None
okay,
of that impacts, and none of that impacts on me
okay.
with sex. Now, when we get to that point, yeah, sex becomes a more preparatory thing because it means more to me. It connects more. It gets up to my, it's a different feeling.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But that's making love. But sex is just like shooting basketball, man, for most guys, man. For most guys. Okay. Like, they don't talk about it, just ain't nothing in it. But females, understandably, a lot of females, we ain't gonna say just some, but a lot of females make that that's my man now, because we having sex. Or, you know what I mean? He mine now. If you become preparatory once sex becomes a factor. You know what I'm saying? It's almost, I'm talking about.
Oh, no.
If the dick is good, it's mine.
No.
See, that's a problem.
Negative.
That's about, listen, let me tell you something. Let me tell you, when I hear motherfuckers say, what? Oh, ain't no way in hell you gonna be doing all this and you just gonna call me when you want them. Oh, guess what I ain't gonna do? Call no motherfucking mom. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about like, I'm talking about that, where you going? Oh, no, we ain't doing that. We ain't doing that. We not there yet. You see what I'm saying? We not jail that. I don't talk about You know, so I think it, that for me is, I'm talking about like, that's for me is a big red flag. You know what I mean? When sex becomes a main factor. Right. You know what I mean? Because I think it's so much more between a male and female dynamic that's more important than sex. And if it's a focus, if sex is a focus, or sex is a perimeter, or if it's a boundary, or if it's set up there on the shelf as something to acknowledge, you know what I'm saying? Then, you know, that's, for me, that's personally concerning. You know what I mean? Because to me, it ain't that important. You know, it's really not. You know, and I feel like God created me to enjoy every pleasure on this earth. You know what I mean? I'm supposed to live my life to the absolute maximum. That's why God created me. God created me in his own likeness and greatness and everything. And I'm pretty sure he ain't telling himself no. That's, you know what I'm saying? So why should I be telling myself no? I'm just saying. Yeah. Did the Bible not say he created you in his own likeness?
Yeah.
Thank you. So you think God telling himself no?
But I'm pretty sure God ain't lusting either, though.
So why am I going to tell myself no?
He ain't lusting
either.
Why
am I telling myself? I don't have to lust because I feel like I feel like he don't got to lust because he can create what he want. Same way. I don't have to lust over nothing because I'm going to create what I want. My energy and my will are going to put forth what I desire. And if I want it, it's going to come forth. You know what I mean? That's just what I believe. You know what I mean? And that's how what I act on. You know, who's meant for me is going to be with me. Right. What's going to vibe with me is going to vibe with me. If it don't fit, you must have quit.
Hey, OJ.
just think about it, man. Like, honestly, I love to say this, and I say this a lot of times. I know you done heard me say this many times. I feel like we are puzzles. Each and every individual is a puzzle. No puzzle's the same. There's not one puzzle the same. You go to the store, you buy a puzzle, it could be the same picture on 10 boxes, but each one of them dang on puzzles different. You cannot take one piece out of one puzzle and put it in another puzzle. You can't do it. You know, puzzles are complicated, and what fits in them, fits in them. You can get the little childish little ones with the big pieces, or you can get the puzzles with the little tiny little pieces, and it'll take you probably the rest of your life to put together. You know what I mean? But we are puzzles, man. What fits, fits. What don't. And I think a lot of part of our problem is we will pretend and fake and try our damnedest to be somebody and something that we're not to fit in somebody else's puzzle. And I'm talking about being genuine and being truly who you say you are and who you believe you are is what gives you value. I'm talking about, because the universe going to vibe with you. God going to bless you with all the other pieces of your puzzle. Because that's what you stay sitting on. That's what you focused on. You ain't accepting nothing. You ain't, you know, just dealing with something because that's what you could deal with. You're doing right by everything and everybody you possibly can in your life. And you accepting accountability and you growing and learning through all your mistakes. Man, I think that's fabulous when you can experience that with a woman. And you got a woman bringing something like that to the table.
Well, you know what I mean?
Accountability and growth. Okay. See, I'm talking about, boy, a lot of women don't got none of that. Accountability. You got to catch. That one thing I don't like. Boy, you got to catch y'all red-handed.
That's a whole nother topic.
Y'all can't just come tell. So why you can't just come tell the man? Hey, man, listen, I fucked up. Hey, I did this.
Hey, but
I want to tell you for somebody else to tell you.
But I've been like that for a long time, too. And shit, hey. You got to prove it. I ain't did it. I don't know what you're talking about. That wasn't me. I've been like that for a long time. It took me just like, I guess, really not caring to just be like, you know what? Yeah, I did it. So what? Leave me alone. You know what I'm saying?
I just grew to a point, I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah,
I done evolved to another point. I'm not gonna put myself in a position where I even gotta even lie about or even avoid telling you or speaking on what it is I do. I mean, that's just, I am who I am. You know what I mean? I am what I say. I'm gonna do what I do. And if what I do or how I go about doing what I do disturb you, then that means I don't fit in your puzzle. I'm not trying to force myself to fit in your puzzle. But I'm putting it on the table so you can evaluate whether or not you want to eat off this plate or not.
Wait, do you put it on the table like up front?
Everything.
Like up front? I'm talking about, I strive
my best to be as transparent as earthly possible without being offensive. Because I don't want to offend the people that are in my life. That's what I mean.
There we go.
You know what I'm saying? And I have learned that accessibility also as a man, no accessibility also as a man gives me greater value too. So limiting who got access to me or limiting who can gain my attention, you know? So you just can't slide up in my inbox. You know what I mean? I ain't him. You know, so. We had a point of time, though. But shit, I done came a long way. It's funny because what I used to tell you, I used to say, you know, it be the females you want that won't deal with you because you dealt with the lesser females before you got to them. They will. You go to shoot your shot at one, and you be like, "Well, I've been wanting her for a long time." She be like, "You done dealt with
That's too much.
I don't want to be with nobody. They done dealt with." And as a man, we the same way.
Yeah.
Cause this certain female boy, right? You done dealt with him? Oh man,
Never. I'm good.
I'm good. Y'all never.
I don't care how many years ago it was.
And I don't care how bad you look.
Yeah.
I don't care how good you got it going on. Oh, you done dealt with him?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good. So I know it goes both ways. So now that I done got to where I'm at with it, man, hell no. Nah, anybody ain't gonna motherfucker put their name on me. They gonna, I'm talking about, I ain't doing it. They gonna have to lie. They gonna have to lie. And I'm gonna tell the truth. So.
Y'all wanna reach back for questions, comments?
Oh man, we ain't even looking at social media. You looking at social media to see what's being said on?
Barely. Barely.
But we, well, clearly we done got way off topic.
Yeah.
Way
off topic. Cause still, Gigi don't wanna take no accountability for what she did today. You know what I mean? What'd you do? You didn't play victim today? Or was it yesterday?
I didn't play
yesterday. Okay. Yeah.
Hey, you want to go talk in the mic?
What about you?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Play Venom today?
Yeah. You get it. When last time you got an attitude with your boyfriend?
Like 2 weeks ago.
What was it about, if you don't mind me asking? If you mind,
It was communication. I feel like our communication wasn't there. Like, I feel like he didn't understand where I was coming from, but he wanted me to understand where he was coming from. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's why we got an argument. Cause normally our communication skills were good. He understand, I understand, but at that time he didn't.
Yeah. So how'd you deal with that?
I packed my shit and I left.
I mean, all right, so
I'm being honest.
So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you believe that was a productive choice?
It wasn't. It was just like it was a moment thing. It was like a emotion and
sound like the victim.
If you want to put it that way.
Let's be real, let's be honest.
Uh-huh.
A pun making that choice and pun acting, pretty certain a window opened for you. And you considered, hold up, what am I doing? Okay, what is he gonna do? So you clearly felt like he was not gonna leave you, that's why you left. So your purpose for leaving was what?
Standing ground? Mm-hmm.
Cause he was having trouble communicating. What kind of ground was that to try to stand or enforce?
just feel like if he, we been understanding each other, why you ain't understanding me with this little small thing? It's like a little, it's like a small thing. So why it's like.
But it, you made it major enough for you to leave. So it wasn't small.
I always make it major. Because my feelings are valid just like yours. So if, it like, if I feel like my feelings is not being accountable for the table, put on the table, if you can't understand that as a, if we in a relationship, then why we should be in a relationship if you can't do that?
So you feel like leaving was not a form of bullying?
No, that's my peace.
You leaving made
so
you
you know, promote peace. It made you could have also been you making the choice to decide,
Run away. I can say that. I run away from my problems.
I'm talking about, it's not that. I'm saying you could have made the choice. You had options. And you could have made the choice to say, hold up, what can I do to aid him in communicating with me better? Or what can I do to prevent this situation from becoming a normal situation or a repeat situation? What can I do to promote a peaceful understanding so we can approach this at a different time?
We tried, I tried that. But then it leads to, with man's getting in their feelings, they doing all that yelling and barking and cussing and telling you all types of shit that's not even supposed to be in the conversation, then it's like more shit piled up.
You know, you're a woman, you got so much control over a man.
I do.
Right.
I do.
But guess what you can't, guess what you can never be the man at?
What?
Being tough.
I'm telling
you, man. Like, it's not.
I don't think so. Because women.
Listen, it's not even necessary. I don't never want my woman to argue with me, man. I tell my man, like, listen, you're right. Baby, you're right. Whatever you believe, whatever you think, you're right. I mean, because if you really, if you really wanted your way with me, if you really wanted to control things with me, you would just listen, and give me guidance.
So you want me to listen and not say nothing?
No, I said listen and give me guidance.
Oh, okay.
See, it's power in being submissive. It's power in letting your man be a man. And then being man enough and confident enough to come to you for guidance. Uh-huh. Confident enough to be able to lean and say, baby, take a moment and think about that.
Mm-hmm.
There's power in that, man. You know what I mean? It's power in... He's screaming, but you just, he's screaming, he hollering, he mad, and you just walk up, you just put your arms around his waist and just put your head on his chest. Man, man, that we ain't gonna get real short. I mean, like, bro, nigga be like, he'll be mad, bro, but you up to my man, like, y'all women got so much power, man, you shut them nigga up, man, without even saying nothing. And it ain't gotta be sexual. Dead ass, like you don't even gotta fuss with him. And guess what? He gonna come to you first. I don't care who else around. He gonna come to you first.
Yeah, cause go ahead, Trent. That was the stupidest thing I ever heard. Yeah, she said, you get mad and pack your stuff and leave, cause he don't understand you. And that's you standing on business as you leaving.
You causing more damage than you is anything.
Leave and don't come back.
Listen, now he know you gonna leave him. Now he know you gonna leave him. And the first thing I'm thinking, well, damn, she don't respect me enough to stay and fight through stuff, and she just wanna leave. Yeah. Then shit, you know what I mean? You gotta be. Yeah. I'm thinking she got options.
You leave, I'm leave too. Shit, you ain't gonna like where I go.
Got options. She treating me like an option. Mm-hmm. She can walk up out of here and leave and don't be worried if I call her tomorrow.
Yeah, you ain't gonna like
she gotta have somebody else. She gotta have somebody else. Somebody got her feeling bad. And boom, mm-hmm. She can walk up out of here. She can walk up out of here and leave me. She can walk out of here and leave me. Okay. That's great. Yeah. Great, Luke. See you in the morning.
you got something you want to say, young lady?
I'm gonna go first.
Okay.
Well, yeah, go ahead. Because they still. For one, and it's just being 100% honest
Talk
with
straight
you.
In the mic, please.
It's just being 100% honest with you. I've been in relationships and stuff like that, and I've learned from...
Talk up.
I've learned from every relationship that I've ever been in, and I'm strong in the Bible, right? In the Bible, there's scriptures and a story that tells you how the woman is supposed to be the man's backbone. So if a man goes out here and he works and say it fails, the woman is supposed to go out there and do what she need to do to keep it steady. Because he can't do it right now. And then once, while she's keeping it standing, helping it stay standing, that gives him an opportunity to go back out there and continue to be the king and the man that he's supposed to be for his household. Right? Me, I'm a female. I'm not arguing with no guy. I'm not going to do it. It ain't, I done been through that, done that. It's not in me. This is what I do. Because I vibe off energies. So as soon as I see you or you come around me, I can already feel if something ain't right or you upset. So what I do is I be like, hey, go ahead, take you some time, go calm down. We can come back and we can talk about it later. I don't argue. My energy can't stand arguing. It can't even take it in. One thing I do believe in is coming back to have a reasonable conversation together. And what I always do is I allow my man to speak first and I listen. And when he's finished, I speak. Because that's the only way we're going to be able to listen to each other and understand where we're coming from.
Okay, you got it together, twin.
Huh?
I said, you clearly got it together. Let Trent offer what she was going to say.
But yeah, you walking.
I love it that you got it together.
But look, you packing your stuff and walking away, that makes you look like you're still a child. Because an adult, a real.
I'm still a child.
Okay, it doesn't matter, but you're still an adult because you're
21. Okay, twin.
You're 20 what?
Yeah. I just turned.
But okay. As an adult.
Okay, listen.
I just simply wanted to touch on the topic about, you said he wouldn't communicate, so you left. So, just like they said, that is not the answer to any, that's not the solution to any problem. If anything, you should communicate with him, like, listen, I'm not understanding what you're saying. We're gonna have to figure this out. Because leaving isn't an option on no day, okay? Because if you have options, then stay gone when you leave. Don't spin the block.
Once you grab your stuff and leave my house, there ain't no spinning the block.
A lot of men like that, for real.
Yeah,
everybody different.
Ain't this.
Everybody different.
You saying that.
But shit. Yeah. Yeah, once you give away something, you can't demand it back.
Mm-mm.
And leaving is giving it away.
And that's a whole nother argument.
You know, what my sister telling us, if you ain't ready to see them with nobody else, you better stay your ass home.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Brother Timmy, all the time. Hey, you gonna be able to see him with somebody else and you be all right? If you gonna be all right, then go ahead, go for it.
Yeah, you better work on it.
Yeah, go for it. If not,
Hold on, let's see here. We got comments.
Yeah, stick around. Yeah, all right, you don't have to stick around if you don't want to. Leaving is an option.
Thank you, whoever said that. Thank you.
You do not have to deal with anything you don't want
Hello,
to deal
thank
with.
Thank you. I choose my peace.
But there are also consequences.
It definitely is, and I'm willing to take those consequences behind it.
Hey, as long as you can deal with your consequences.
I can deal with every consequence that comes behind. Whatever actions that Ariana, I'm not going to say my brand name. Whatever consequences Ari decide, I'm willing to take the consequences behind it. Because I already know what I'm putting myself into. But I will always choose my peace before anything,
respect.
Anybody. My peace is my peace. If I feel like I'm not getting what I need, what I need in a relationship, but if I feel like I don't be understanding as a so-called man should be, as a man should understand they women.
Yeah, listen, that's cool.
Simple, y'all just gotta, like y'all want y'all us to understand y'all, y'all you, gotta understand us listen, as well. We have feelings just like y'all got feelings.
Oh yeah.
Okay, boom, understand this. You got every right to make your decision. And I tell people, always understand this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you think, whatever you believe, you're right.
Right.
You're absolutely correct in that. That's your belief. That's for you. You are correct. You are right. You do what you believe is in your best interest.
Right.
And I love that because what that allows me to do is be able to evaluate if your actions and your way of belief is in my best interest.
Right.
So now I can properly put the situation where I need to put it.
Right.
So I can respond to it and I can live within my peace and my growth productively.
Right.
Now I know, okay, not to take you serious next time you come around talking about being with me, because you just go up and leave and put it off, whatever may be the case. And that's cool. Guess what? And I'm not going to hold up now. And I'm not going to go there. And at the same time, like, you got your standards, I got my standards. If we can't have no understanding, mm-hmm. then that's cool. Mm-hmm. Well, if you feel like you need to leave, that's cool. You got every option to leave, just like I got the mm-hmm. same option not to accept you back.
Right.
I got the mm-hmm. same option not to now acknowledge you with any value, because now you showing me what I believe to be that I'm not worth you staying. I'm not worth you showing no understanding. I'm not worth you applying yourself, and I'm not worth you believing in enough to say, hold up, I can wait tomorrow and have this conversation. I don't gotta pick my bags up and leave. I'm willing to deal with whatever the damages and the consequences are if I walk out this door, because he don't mean that. He don't mean nothing to me no more. He's not worth that to me. So that's how I'm gonna see it. When you choose to pack your stuff and walk out that door, mm-hmm. I wasn't worth that. That's exactly, you showed me exactly what my worth is and what my value is to you. That's how I'm gonna I'm gonna apply measure to the situation. And no, you ain't gonna be able to come back to me and try to talk me into because you made a choice.
Right, he made his choice.
Damaged
first.
My
he left
confidence.
Me. He that left
damaged,
me, then that's when right, I packed my stuff.
Right,
he left
damaged,
me, then I packed
my stuff. But you damaged my confidence in you. Mm-hmm. Especially if you left and I didn't leave. Regardless of what the argument or the understanding.
So you said he left first?
Yeah, he left first.
Oh, okay. He packed his stuff and left?
Yeah, no, he didn't pack his stuff. I stayed with him. So he left. He did what he did. He left. He got in his car and left. And then I packed my stuff and I left.
What do you mean he left? I mean, did he move out or did you move out?
I moved out.
Yeah.
And why did you move out? He told you to leave?
No, he didn't tell me to leave.
Did he just?
He left.
Did he just left the area?
He didn't want to have the conversation. So he decided to get in his car, didn't communicate nothing to me where he was going. We could have had that conversation before he left. He didn't want it. So he left. So since you already decided to leave, I'm going to decide to leave too.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is y'all had a tiff.
Right.
And instead of him talking about it, communicating about it,
he left.
He just was like, the hell with it.
Yeah.
Walked out the house, got in his car, and he left.
Yes.
How long did he leave?
I don't know, because before he even got back to the house, I was already gone.
But he did come back that night.
I don't know. He turned off his location, so I don't know if he came back home or not. I don't know. I have no clue.
I mean, maybe he could have left to calm down. You know what I'm saying? To process his emotions. You see what I'm saying?
But he could have processed. We've been processing our emotions together.
I'd have left too.
Together.
I ain't gonna say that. Let me shut up. I'm just gonna leave alone.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can't.
Exactly.
If she'd have shut the conversation down, walked out the house, and turned the location off. Oh man, hell.
Yeah.
No,
so it's like, what y'all expect for me to do? Just be that little good girl
and
just sit back and wait till you come home?
I'm gonna have her stuff outside the porch. I'm talking about like this shouldn't be sitting right outside. Yeah, that's a wrap.
Yeah,
you ain't gonna handle me like that. You ain't handle me like that. You ain't gonna handle me like that. You ain't gonna do it like that. I see what you're saying. So he basically shows you what you was worth.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? And you react.
He already showed me because I said, we're better than that. He already showed me.
You made light of it earlier now. You did kind of make light of it. You said y'all just got a little argument, whatever.
It was an argument. It was like a miscommunication. It was definitely a miscommunication.
It was a lot more than that because he chose to leave and shut down and turn his location on.
Yeah,
that,
that's why I say
leaving,
when we
to
was
to me it's not the argument. For me it would have been the leaving and then the turn the location off.
Dang.
That's spiteful.
That's why I didn't want to go
that's
too
how I look
deep
at that.
Into
and
it.
Nah,
for
like
real.
If we share locations and we share locations and you leave and you turn the location off, you're being spiteful or sneaky.
Spiteful.
One
sneaky.
Of the two.
Thank
so
you.
Like either neither one of them is gonna fly with me. Like, no, I'm cool. And I'm talking about, I'm cool on that.
Yeah.
I'm cool on that. Because I ain't, because better yet, because if I don't want to share my location with you, I ain't going to share my location with you in the first place.
Exactly.
So, but if I am going to share it with you, you got it.
Okay, now we can go to the comments.
I see
somebody saying something good in the comments. So
okay,
where we start at? Denisha, she said, sometimes you got to allow people to calm down and gather their thoughts. True enough.
That's
true. That's exactly what I said.
That's true.
True enough.
Be out there turning that location out. Man.
Boogie Side say communication is the key.
Thank you.
In a relationship.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
Yeah, communication, that is. But you got to have that respect to communicate.
Right.
Like, respect is the basis of communication.
Aaron,
you don't got
enough
respect to shut up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Aaron say, it's okay to leave and then come back when cooler heads
Thank you. That's good discussion. Too. That's good too.
See what I'm saying? That's true.
When
sometimes he probably leaves.
Yeah, but
leaving
the turning location
like,
off
yeah.
was the key to that. And now let me be 100 now. For me, it was not the leaving and not shutting up, like just shutting up, boom, and just leaving.
Shutting up, just getting your emotions together.
But to hit that location.
But it probably was a, hey, listen, it probably was a.
No, you can't. You try to cover it up.
No. It's just me being honest. It probably could have been like, you know what? You ticked me off and you hurt my feelings, so I'm about to hurt yours. Guess I'm about to tick you off. If I turn my location off and you got my location, first thing you're going to think to do when I walk out that door is do what? Grab your phone and check my location. So I'm going to turn it off, and now you sick. Now your chest hurt.
Yeah, that's
the
why,
same way you.
That's
but
I'm
making
I'm
you
about
feel,
to sleep,
and
I'm
that's
about to,
that's
I'm
toxic.
Because
I'm trying to make you feel some type of way. Because
that means that's toxic
you
on
made
your
me feel
end.
Some type
that's,
of way. You
that's
see what
toxic
I'm saying?
On your end. That's toxic on your end, not mine.
I mean,
that's toxic on yours. Yes, let's be. If you want to be honest, that's toxic on your end. That's definitely not toxic on mine.
Yeah, you turn that location over there. Yeah, you're wrong for that.
That's you're wrong.
You're wrong
so you hurt people. You hurt people. You already hurt.
What if you share your location from
the
jump anyway?
You hurt. You already hurt. So you hurting people. That's not right. And that's supposed to be your significant other. So you mad, so you hurt your significant other just because you're hurt. That's what? Not right. That's toxic. Very.
That ain't
I mean,
toxic. That's just
unless they went to
that's
calm down,
damaging.
You feel
that's
me?
Just
no, we was willing
yeah,
to calm
not,
down. We came
not,
back
not
and,
to calm down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it probably was a little pettiness in that.
It was.
And it's not necessarily toxic. It probably was some pettiness in it. Like,
it definitely was.
Yeah, I'm about to do this.
Yeah.
But he could have, man, listen, I man, yeah. Let me shut up. Yeah, hey, listen. Yeah, we all guilty. You know what I'm saying?
We all guilty.
I am in my day. I probably done did that. He go to my dog's house and sit in the house. I'm about to turn my phone off.
Yeah. And I'm not saying he turn off his location to go
somewhere.
Hey,
my man in the comments said, you lying. That man didn't turn his location off.
He most definitely did.
Yeah. She want us on
like,
her side.
He most definitely did lie. I don't have to story. Who said
somebody
that?
Somebody else told me he didn't turn that location.
Who said that?
You just want everybody on your side.
No, I don't want nobody on my side. Like, the truth is the truth.
You see a little bit
the
of the story come out, a little more every time you ask. Hey, a little bit more of that
story
come out. See, we was clueless. Now we getting context clues, and now it's just like, yeah. Hey, listen. Something in that water ain't clean.
No, y'all just asked a question, and I told y'all what I did. I packed my stuff, and I left.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, and I like this comment.
Yeah,
bro.
Right.
Saying, if you good enough to leave,
toxic.
She's good gone.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, like I'm that's true, man. Like,
yeah,
like
yeah.
It takes a lot.
Leaving.
It causes damage. You got to realize in a relationship, man.
Too
like,
much room for
the goal,
damage.
The epiphany is to keep it perfect from day one. That's
right.
The truth. So you strive for that.
Right.
But then when you make mistakes, you strive to learn from them and grow through them to become a better couple. That's the element. You don't do spiteful stuff to cause each other pain or discomfort, because what you're doing now is you're damaging the confidence that your partner has in you. I mean, if we play basketball together,
mm-hmm.
and I pass you the ball,
mm-hmm.
pass you the ball every I'm talking about, and every time I pass you the ball, you take a shot and miss. Every time I pass you the ball, you take God damn, this nigga ain't trying to pass it back. Well, yeah. He ain't even trying to pass nobody. But I know every time I pass in the ball, he gonna take a shot. Right. And miss. He ain't hitting out one shot. Yeah. Guess what I'm start doing? I'm gonna stop passing
in
the ball.
You ain't no team player.
I'm gonna stop passing in the ball.
Yeah.
Because that's what he showed me. So in a relationship, same thing is what you show your partner. And if you show your partner negative stuff and you damaging their confidence in you, they're not gonna pass you the ball. You know what I'm talking about? So you gotta be. I mean, you just gotta be. Mm-hmm. You gotta be real. You gotta be real mindful of that, man. And so when you make those negative decisions, to play victim or to cause trauma or to cause damage, that's what you're gonna get. You're gonna get damage. I love. I'm talking about what's the other one I use about the pebble of shit?
Oh my God.
The little pebble. All right, listen. Little story. I'm telling you. It's like this, right? You got the world is dried up. It's a apocalypse. And we got a 5-gallon bucket of water. And you know what I mean? We surviving off this 5-gallon bucket of water, right? Gigi come around. I'm talking about, and the mess around and drop a pebble of shit in the damn water. It's just a pebble, just a little rock. It's a little rock of shit. She take her hand and scoop it. He scoop it right back out. Boom. She take that 5-gallon of water, she run it through a filter, she ball it, She iced it and put it back in the jug. You gonna drink that water? Now, now you ain't gonna drink that motherfucking water. And that's what you do when you walk your motherfucking ass out that goddamn house. You know what I'm saying? That's what you do. When you walk your ass out that motherfucking house, or you do little damaging, toxic, victim-type behavior, at the end of the day, that's what you do. You damaging the confidence of your partner. So you want to be mindful of that. You want to prevent ever causing damage. You want to drop, you want to prevent from ever dropping that pebble of shit in that motherfucking jug of water. You wanna not do that, because you know ain't no coming back from that. You can filter it out, you can boil it, you can redo it, you can do all the little stuff you want to, but you ain't gonna change ever dropping that ball of shit in that water, and they ain't gonna never forget seeing it. And when y'all gonna drink out that water, you gonna think about that little pebble of shit. So, man, you wanna be mindful, man. You wanna be real, real, real mindful about what you do.
Right.
When you in you in a relationship or you care about somebody, you ain't even gotta be in a relationship with them. If it matter to you, right. It matter to you, man. Don't do nothing that's damaging. You know what I'm saying? Don't do nothing that even slightly suspicious or suspect.
Right.
Yeah. You wanna be riding a Zach. You know, my homeboy used to say, man, do better by me than I do by you. You know what I mean? Show me how it's done if I'm fucking up.
Right.
You know, like,
but it's like, I done showed you, like, say if, like, your female done showed you plenty times, like, what you do wrong, and you constantly keep doing the same thing that she say you doing wrong, like,
sometimes you got to wise up.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, it's a wise up situation.
Well, they're going off
in the
comments. Oh, my gosh,
my voice is so loud on there.
They're going off in the comments. Right. I mean, but you should never leave. I just personally feel like you should never leave. That's just damaging.
Yeah, a lot of people did say that.
Once I feel like you willing to leave me, that's going to kind of shut my engine down, man. I ain't really be motivated to be buying no flowers and planning no trips and doing nothing romantic or extra.
Yeah,
that is. I mean, you gonna take the fire out of me. Like, hey, you know what I'm talking about? From that point on, I'm really just on some motherfucking man shit. We ain't even gotta make no,
it's time to move on after that.
Book over real fast, man. I can go ahead and go about my business.
Yeah, I ain't even want that. I ain't no doing nothing. I just wouldn't, just go ahead and stay gone, and I'm gonna make it.
I'll take it if it's convenient. You know what I mean?
I don't even want it.
I got no complications. I don't even want the complications. Yeah. No complications, man. But yeah, I mean, like it's just damaging, man. Like from a male perspective, man. Cause, I mean, you want the fairy tale, just like y'all want the fairy tale shit. We want the fairy tale too, man. We want that solid, bro. I want that female that I know, man. I don't gotta be worried about. I don't gotta worry. I got no worries. Complete confidence. I know what she'll do. I can predict it. Like, you can't tell me. I know. And they say she unheard of, boy. They said, boy, Jesus ain't made her. Because even Adam didn't know what Eve was about to do. And she did it. You know what I mean? So, you think she is this? You think she is this one?
Who that?
That perfect, that solid one.
Yeah. It's a lot of good people left in the world, man. But being realistic, I ain't gonna say everybody ain't got no what's the word I'm looking for? Everybody don't have a disingenuous spirit though, man. Like everybody ain't like that. Like, you know, it's really real life genuine people with no ulterior motives. Feel me? Like some people really, and a lot of women still believe in fairy tales. Like they still believe in love. Like even the ones that got done wrong, some of them still like solid. They wasn't always the problem. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like now some of y'all, I know. Y'all need to be with dogs and y'all deserve to be walked like dogs. For real, for real. Some of y'all. You know what I'm saying?
But just like y'all men's.
Oh yeah. Hey. Y'all rightfully so. You know, guess what? And some men, during some points in time, they need to be walked like dogs, too.
Most definitely.
Some of them got it. And for those who got it and their chest hurt, hey, it was a long time coming. You know what I'm saying? Shit, that's just being real. But, you know what I'm saying? It's really, like, real life, some genuine people left in this world, dog. Like, and somewhere inside of me, I still believe it. You know what I'm saying? Like, Hey, turn that down something, bro.
Okay.
Turn down,
okay.
Turn down,
man, Boogie keep talking about I'm toxic. Boogie, I ain't toxic, man.
He is toxic, Boogie, and I tell him
he
all the time.
Toxic.
Boogie, I am not toxic. I
for the people who believe that nobody don't tell him when he wrong, he don't never do shit wrong, and everybody always.
Toxic.
Hey, listen, he gonna tell you, if you want somebody to agree with you, don't call me, because I ain't that. Hey, this now, not him. I'm not gonna be like, yeah, bro. I'm gonna listen. I'll be like, yeah, hey, yeah, I understand. Hey, you was wrong, though. And that's going to be the end of the conversation. Hey, but bro, listen. Hey, that's the end of it. Ain't
man,
no...
but I can't talk to Willie because I'm always wrong with Willie.
Yeah,
Willie always taking up for everybody else.
Yeah,
man,
yeah.
Bro.
No, it's not taking up for everybody. Right is wrong.
Hey,
yeah. Hey, you wrong, I'm going to tell you wrong.
I'm like, man, I had to convince him like a judge and jury.
Nah.
For real, I had to lay everything out there. All my evidence, everything got to be in line. Everything got to... He'd be like, bro, no, you know. Bro, no, you know you're wrong, though.
Yeah. Did you see what Boogie say?
What did he say? What Boogie
say? I'm gonna say something else. I don't want to read. He always talking about. He never talking about Boogie toxic. That who toxic? You know what I'm talking about? Toxic. Tell him what your nickname is.
Oh,
Boogie.
Did he say you toxic too?
Yeah,
but
tell
we love
yeah.
you though.
Oh, bro is the toxic king.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, Boogie. Tell him what your nickname is. Tell him what nickname I gave you. Man, but listen, I want to thank y'all. We be back next Thursday. Man, shoot me stuff, man. Let me know what y'all want to talk about. And let me know if it's somebody that y'all want to see on the show, man. Me and Willie.
Yeah,
I'm talking about willing to bring him on and talk with him.
Yeah. But as long as it ain't messy, as long as it ain't toxic.
But the more toxic and messy it is, the better it is. Anyone know what you say? That's the most better it is. Let's make it super toxic. Let's talk about it.
Hey, nah, but for real, the universe going to deal with it accordingly. Yeah.
All right. Peace, love, respect. We out.
Peace.